Welcome to the Kennewick Man Discovery Site, where one of North America's most significant archaeological finds rewrote our understanding of early human migration and sparked decades of debate over science, law, and cultural rights. On July 28, 1996, college students Will Thomas and Dave Deasy were watching hydroplane races on the Columbia River when they discovered a human skull in the shallow water near Columbia Park. What initially appeared to be a modern drowning victim quickly revealed itself as something far more extraordinary. Forensic anthropologist James Chatters examined the remains and noticed unusual characteristics, including what appeared to be a stone spear point embedded in the hip bone, suggesting great antiquity. Radiocarbon dating soon confirmed the astonishing truth. The remains were approximately 9,000 years old, making them among the oldest and most complete early American skeletons ever discovered. The skeleton, officially designated as the Ancient One by local tribes, provided unprecedented insights into early American populations. The remains were remarkably well preserved, allowing scientists to study not only physical characteristics, but also evidence of injuries, diet, and lifestyle that painted a detailed picture of Paleo-Indian life along the Columbia River. Analysis revealed that this individual had lived a physically demanding life. The embedded spear point showed he had survived a significant wound, while wear patterns on his bones indicated a lifetime of strenuous activity typical of hunter-gatherer societies. He stood approximately 5 feet 9 inches tall, a substantial height for the era, and was estimated to have been between 40 and 55 years old at death. The discovery triggered one of the most contentious legal battles in American archaeology. Under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, known as NAGPRA, local tribes including the Umatilla, Yakima, Nez Perce, and Colville claimed the remains as their ancestor and demanded immediate reburial without scientific study. Scientists argued that the remains' extreme age and unusual characteristics were too important to science to be reburied without thorough examination. The resulting lawsuit, Bonnickson versus United States, lasted nearly a decade and fundamentally challenged how America balances scientific research with Native American religious and cultural rights. The scientific study revealed physical characteristics that challenged prevailing assumptions about early American populations. Some researchers suggested the skeleton showed greater similarity to Pacific Islander or European populations than to modern Native Americans, sparking heated debates about the peopling of the Americas. While some scientists proposed multiple waves of migration from different source populations, others argued the differences reflected normal human variation within ancient populations that had evolved over thousands of years. In 2015, revolutionary advances in ancient DNA analysis finally resolved the central question. Genetic testing revealed that Kennewick Man was indeed most closely related to modern Native American populations, particularly tribes of the Pacific Northwest. This finding supported tribal claims about their deep connection to these lands, while providing scientific validation for oral traditions about their long presence in the region. In 2016, after decades of legal battles, the remains were repatriated to a coalition of Columbia River tribes. In 2017, the Ancient One was reburied in a private ceremony, finally laid to rest after 9,000 years. The Kennewick Man case transformed American archaeology. It forced scientists to develop better relationships with Native American communities, leading to more collaborative approaches that respect both scientific inquiry and cultural sensitivities. The extensive studies conducted during the legal battle provided unprecedented insights into Paleo-Indian life that continue to influence research today. Standing here along the Columbia River, you're at a place where ancient history and modern law collided, where a 9,000-year-old skeleton challenged our assumptions about who the first Americans were, and where science and indigenous rights ultimately found common ground. The discovery confirmed that the Pacific Northwest has been home to sophisticated human societies for far longer than previously imagined, and that the Columbia River has sustained human life through millennia of change.